Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday released a long list of items that he said should be included in any new nuclear treaty with Iran. That treaty would replace an Obama-era agreement reached in 2015. Pompeo and President Trump have threatened strong sanctions, including unprecedented financial pressure, if Iran doesn't change course. Pompeo spoke in Washington on Monday.
We're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran.
In the statement published on Iranian state media shortly after Pompeo spoke, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the threats. He said the world today does not accept that the United States decides for the world. Countries have their independence. Who are you to decide for Iran and the world? The United States imposed economic sanctions Monday on Venezuela for what it said was the country's fraudulent re-election of President Nicolas Maduro to a second six-year term. President Trump signed an executive order that banned Americans from oil transactions with Venezuela, which was once one of the world's top oil producers. In a statement, Secretary of State Pompeo called Maduro's re-election an attack on constitutional order and an affront to Venezuela's tradition of democracy. Maduro's victory could trigger more sanctions and more censure from the European Union and Latin America. On Monday, a 14-nation Latin American political alliance denounced the election and vowed to reduce diplomatic ties with Venezuela. This is VOA News. The CIA has its first female director. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I, Jana Haspel, do solemnly swear.
Haspel is the first woman to head the nation's premier intelligence agency.
There is no one in this country better qualified.
On his first visit to the CIA's headquarters since the day after taking office, President Trump praised its staffers as the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet. Haspel agrees.
The men and women who serve here are a national treasure.
She spoke hours after the president blasted one of her predecessors, suggesting former director John Brennan is to blame for the Russia probe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump is meeting at the White House with the Deputy Attorney General and the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The meeting follows his demand Sunday that the Justice Department look into whether the FBI infiltrated or surveilled his campaign for political purposes. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on Sunday said if anyone did infiltrate or surveil participants in a presidential campaign for inappropriate purposes, we need to know about it and take appropriate action. A report published Monday by the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee says the British government has turned a blind eye to the role London's financial center plays in laundering the proceeds of Russian corruption. The report says Russian President Vladimir Putin's allies were able to continue to conduct business as usual in the country. It said that helps the Kremlin finance its aggressive foreign policy. A committee of Zimbabwe's parliament has summoned former President Robert Mugabe to give evidence on Wednesday about corruption alleged to have cost billions of dollars during his rule. He has not said if he will appear before the committee. Burundi's Electoral Commission says a large majority of voters have approved major changes to the constitution. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Bujumbura.
According to the electoral agency, 73% voted yes and 19% voted no in last Thursday's constitutional referendum. The amendments create the position of prime minister, increase presidential terms from 5 to 7 years, and will give current president Pierre Nkurunziza a chance to run for two more terms and extend his rule until 2034. They also give the ruling party the chance to abolish the power-sharing deals between ethnic Hutus and Tutsis. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Bujumbura.
Olympian Ariana Kukor-Smith has sued USA Swimming, alleging it covered up sexual abuse by her former coach. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.